The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in a boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh boy, he's using the music stand again. I thought we were done with this. I just need to move around a little this morning. You know, we need to move around a little bit this morning. Let's take a cue from Jesus and go across to the other side. Mark the Evangelist never wastes a syllable, packing deep meaning into otherwise abrupt sentences. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And they went. It is on this journey that the disciples encounter a great windstorm that rocks their boat. And pregnant with fear, they turn to Jesus, whom they have just begun to follow. "Don't you care that we're all going to die?" And Jesus calms the waters, but he leaves the others with a stinging remark. "Have you still no faith?" There's a graphic floating around the internet. It has been for a while. Bob posted it a few weeks ago. And it's a picture of Jesus sitting on a bench with a young man. The young man asks Jesus, "So, why do you allow things like famine, war, suffering, disease, crime, homelessness, despair, etc., exist in our world?" And Jesus responds, "Interesting that you should bring that up, as I was about to ask you the same question." We, like the disciples, would like for Jesus to swoop in and calm these waters that rock our boat. But that isn't really quite how it works, is it? A lot is happening in our world, in this country. A 21-year-old man shot and killed several men and women during a prayer group meeting at the historic Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina this week. And while this tragic act of terrorism rocks our boat, many events preceded it. It was not an isolated incident, but sprung from the very same water as many other violent acts motivated by the illness of racism, the illness of violence, and the same waters where schools are underfunded and prisons overfunded. What we wouldn't give for Jesus to swoop in and calm these waters. The story of Jesus and the disciples in the boat on the Sea of Galilee serves a purpose, many purposes even, but that purpose is not to imply that we can simply outsource to Jesus all of the work that must be done. The key to this story might just be in Jesus' apparent need, before they go, to move around. He says to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." Not only will they travel to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, to a physically different location, but they will venture past the boundary of Jew to the boundary of Gentile. They will change lands, they will change peoples, they will go across to the other side. Jesus commands and accompanies his disciples as they travel beyond their usual route into unfamiliar places with unfamiliar people. He has faith in them, and they are growing in their faith in him. They have faith, so they will travel across the usual boundaries. Last Sunday afternoon, St. James's had the privilege of hosting a traveling event called Honest Conversations with Our Muslim Neighbors. And I was thrilled to see 10 or so St. James's members at the event, of which there were roughly 80 or 90 people from the wider community, to hear this panel of local Muslims answering questions about what that means for them, about their faith. One particular question arose at the event, which seems to always come up in similar conversations. Why don't American Muslims speak out against ISIS and other extremist terrorism? The same question might be asked of those who share similarities with those who perpetuate other violent acts. The answer is that Muslims do speak out against ISIS and other extremist terrorism, but they are often not heard, not listened to, and our news media doesn't do a terrific job of giving everyone equal time in front of the cameras. Which is why groups like the Muslim Coalition of Connecticut have taken it upon themselves to facilitate opportunities for engagement with one another, one of which is coming up next Sunday. Their strong faith in God and each other, their faith, drives them to seek connection and understanding in order to bring about a more peaceful existence for all persons. Our baptismal covenant calls us to do the same. And there are many ways in which we do the same. Our baptismal covenant, which we recite every time we do a baptism, as we did last Sunday, includes two questions particularly relevant for this moment. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? And will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being? And we respond, I will with God's help. I will with God's help. Serving Christ and others and striving for justice are at the very heart of our Christian life. We sit at Jesus' feet in church and in other ways, and we learn about his life, and we learn about his teachings, and then he empowers us, and we empower each other. And we send each other out, urging us to move around and beyond the usual boundaries and outside of our typical routes, to go across to the other side. We will never serve Christ in all persons until we decide to seek all persons that we possibly can. We will never really strive for justice and peace until we strive for justice and peace among all people. We can truly own our baptism if we take Jesus seriously by intentionally moving around and ushering along the process of transforming fear-mongering into hope-mongering, ignorance into understanding, a lack of communication into fruitful conversation, and hate into love. We know that when we seek such transformation, God is with us in that boat. We are never alone on our boat. No matter how hard the waters seem to be beating into us, we are not alone. God goes with us, just as God is already with those on the other side, those whom we will encounter. If we have faith, let's move. Let's travel. God gives us the means, and in Jesus teaches us how to serve Christ in all people. how to make strange faces into familiar ones, and how to turn enemies into friends. In God, all things are possible, and we can be transformed and be a part of God's endless potential for transformation in our world. And we will, with God's help. Amen.